The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as a priest in his division, turned before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then the whole assembly of the people, praying outside at the hour of incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you shall name him John. And you will go before and have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will neither drink wine nor strong spirit. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even in his mother's womb. And he will turn many children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit of the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers towards children and disobedient all who are understanding of righteousness to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How can this be, for I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years?" And the angel said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you to announce the good news, but now you will be speechless, unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their appropriate time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out and was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary, he was gesturing to them but remained mute. Then his days of ministry were completed. He went home. At this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So the Lord has done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord.
I see how you all are looking so Christmasly or Christmally. Yeah, I coined that word. And ready to go home, right? Ready to go home? But before you go home, I want to speak to you about this steadfast love of the Lord. It never ceases. It never comes to an end. It's actually a song. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Did you listen to the first reading? The man from Zora, or the tribe of Danite. He had a wife. His name is Manoah. and the wife was barren. You know what that means? They had no children. They were to be the parents of Samson. They were told, your son must not indulge in alcohol. He is to be a Nazarite, meaning a deliverer, to save the people Israel, to be their champion. In the gospel, we hear about Zechariah and Elizabeth, if you like, Isabella. Anyone Isabella here? Isabel? So today we're celebrating you, you know. And they were advanced in age. They were advanced in age. Look around you. Who do you think is advanced in age? Even the deacon is not advanced in age. Still very young. Very young. They were advanced in age. Probably in their 90s. They had no children. They were barren. The wife was barren. Meaning her womb was locked. And you know, what interested me in their story is that they were always going to morning mass. They were always coming for morning mass. They were righteous people. They were so engaged with the things of God. But they were barren, the two women. What do we learn? A few things. Delay is not denial. God's silence does not mean he's absent. God's silence is not absence. There is meaning in the pain we feel. There is meaning in the situations that doesn't seem pleasant. There is a reason for everything. Take this to heart. They must have been mocked. They must have been jeered at. You think you are serving God? If truly your God is alive, why don't you have children? They closed their ears. And they still went on and on. Serving God. In fact, Zechariah was a priest ministering to the people. Imagine if you were in their shoes, would you have given up? And these people brought into the world people who were of significance. They impacted on the world. John was to be a forerunner, a precursor to Christ. And his message was clear. Behold the Lamb of God. Focus on him. Focus on Christ. We may be very enthusiastic about Christmas, but I leave you with these words. Life without Christ is Christless. A Christmas without Christ means nothing. So let us go home today thinking about Christ and the newborn, what he brought to our world. Hope, peace, joy, and love. Hope in the fact that this world is not the final place for us. He came, he lived it, he died, he rose. There is something for us to think about. So as we celebrate in the coming days, let us be mindful of the Christ in the Christmas. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning.